This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday the 12th of December with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host.
Me, Bird on a Bike.
Bird on a Bike. We're now joined on the phone, hopefully, by Mr. Gary Turner. Hello, Gary.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's a bit chilly too, but surviving.
Where are you in the country at the moment, Gary?
I'm in central London right now.
So, okay.
It's not too bad, but it's been a cold couple of days.
Right, okay. So it's not as snowy as it is down here in rural Kent.
No, it's not too bad.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining us. Gary, why don't you kick off by telling the listeners a little bit about you. You're one of the co-founders of Xero, the cloud-based accounting company, and you're currently managing director, I believe.
That's correct. We've been going for just about 10 years now, and we belong to this new category of software that people are increasingly familiar with, things like iCloud and storing your photos online and streaming music off Spotify. Well, we're of that generation, and we take what was a pretty kind of mundane aspect of running a business, such as managing your accounts and your finances and getting your invoicing out. And we built a product that's called Xero with an X, X-E-R-O. And that's grown incredibly quickly across the UK. We have over 250,000 businesses on the platform now, and we're helping them solve everyday problems that all small businesses face, whether that's kind of running the business or connecting with their accountant and getting great feedback.
Absolutely. And three of my businesses are some of those 250,000 of your customers, and very happy we are too with your service. What inspired you to start an accountancy in the cloud?
Well, that's great to hear that you're a happy customer. I think we're at a really interesting point where, I mean, we're 20 years into this internet world. Where 20 years ago we were still kind of working out how to buy things online, and that was a great improvement on what we had before. But about 10 years ago it became possible to build and rethink of software. And the idea of running accounting software is not a new concept, but doing it in the cloud, doing it on the internet is new. It's only really been feasible for about a decade, and we saw the opportunity to build a completely new experience for businesses managing their accounts, managing their finances, bringing in their accountants and bookkeepers to help them. And lots of small businesses struggle with that. They're really running on spreadsheets, or they're running on antiquated systems.
Yep.
And it's hard enough running a business today, never mind having systems and accounting get in the way. So that was our inspiration, and it's great to hear such positive feedback from customers.
Absolutely. And from my point of view as a user of your services, one of the things that is so usable about cloud-based things, or software as a service, as it's technically called, is, of course, you can do it from anywhere. So, you know, if I want to look at my accounts from home, I can look at my accounts from home. If I want to do it in the office, I can do it in the office. I don't have to have sets of accounts on every computer I own.
I think so, and I think, I mean, this idea of driving to an office, driving to a fixed location and logging into some software and booting up your PC is a pretty outmoded concept these days. It kind of seems like the dark ages. So I'm much more accustomed to using mobile phones, tablets, and accessing and running a business wherever we happen to be, and it's just a way of business life these days.
Absolutely, yeah, and like a lot of people now, I access my bank accounts from my phone, and you know, I wasn't even aware they'd shut the local branch of my bank, and it had been shut 4 months before I even noticed. You know, because I just never go in there anymore and use my phone to do everything. So, absolutely. Now, Gary, I believe you're coming to Kent in the new year, and you're going to be joining us at one of the Grow Kent events. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I think what we'll see at events across the whole UK, and obviously in Kent, is 2018 holds quite a number of challenges for businesses in the UK. I mean, we have economic uncertainty with the way Brexit's going to pan out in the next couple of years. We have lots of new data privacy regulations coming in terms of GDPR. You might have heard of that.
Yeah.
There's a raft of new challenges or things that businesses will have to factor into their plans for the next couple of years, alongside working out how to grow a business.
Absolutely.
And so there's no shortage of interesting topics and ideas to share with that audience in the new year. And we're excited about how technology can perhaps play a part in streamlining some of those problems or getting rid of them or just helping. And so I'm really looking forward to the event. I'm sure it's going to be a really great one.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're looking forward to hearing from you at that event. I'm actually chairing the event, so I'll see you there on the day. And we're really looking forward to that, Gary. for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monk Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a successful New Year, and we look forward to meeting you in Canterbury at the Kent Grow Show in March next year.
Great stuff. Thank you. It's been great to talk to you.
All right, Gary. Thanks ever so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Cheers, now. Bye-bye. Gary Turner there, co-founder of Xero.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.